Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks, time for another Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar, in a Mississippi Minute, actually. Glad to have you guys along for the ride. Remember, visit Mississippi.org is the place to go for your next cool getaway. I'd like to thank, once again, my pal, actor, multi-talented, actually, Richard Berge, for hooking me up with yet another of my guests. Hey, when you run out of friends on this show, you turn to your friends' friends, and that's what friends are for. Today, I've looked forward to this so much because I spent a lot of time being hooked. The German-born American film and television actor known for his roles as Victor Newman. Come on, on the soap opera version of the Energizer Bunny. That's what he is, going and going. He keeps going on The Young and Restless. I know, I'd get you laughing. Okay. We're not going to go there, but let's just say this. Who out there can admit with a, you know, with their conscience on the line that if you've watched one time one of these daytime dramas, especially The Young and the Restless, that you didn't get hooked? I know you. It's like a Lay's potato chip. It's worse. His role is also Hans Dietrich in the 1960s TV series The Rat Patrol. You can look back to Dr. Charles Forbin in Colossus, The Forbin Project, and who can't forget John Jacob Astor IV in the blockbuster film Titanic. There's more, all garnered high praise. And, you know, he's got a Daytime Emmy Award under his belt. He's got so many incredible accolades. And he has outlasted everybody on daytime drama. So, without wasting a lot of time like I'm doing, let's bring him into the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. One incredibly talented man, Eric Braden. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Steve, what's going on, brother? It's a very nice introduction, and how's it down there in Mississippi?
Well, we miss you. We'd love to have you on our sacred, hallowed soil where all this great music and art form was created, but I know you're making it in your neck of the woods in L.A., but it's beautiful down here, and it's glorious, and one day maybe we'll have you down.
I would love that. The only drawback about what I'm doing is that we have very little time, you know what I'm saying? I would travel much. I love the South, and I love to drive through the South, and there's so much damn history. And as you said, in so many regards, but especially in regards to music and all that, so I'd love to see the South. I have seen it before, but never really for any length of time.
Yeah, well, I can take you through it all, and we'll have great meal at every stop. There's so many great restaurants.
That's right.
Hey, Eric, talk about your schedule, first of all. And I want to talk about how is it possible that you hadn't had burnout, or maybe you have and you've just camouflaged it and never let anybody see. But you're talking about a very, very long time. Tell me your schedule, if there is a nutshell, if any.
Well, there's no nutshell for the schedule. It changes all the time. I would say that on the whole, an average day would be I get up around 6:30. And come home, well, that entirely depends, but I'm the morning stage, or both stages, so sometimes from, you know, I have to be there around 7:30, and sometimes till about 5, 6 in the afternoon, 7, 8, 9, 10. It used to be in the old days. I mean, it's anywhere between 8 and 12 and 14 hours. You know, it depends.
Mm-hmm. As your character has evolved, and you're talking about, you know, decades now. Four decades, right. Is that right?
Unbelievable. 41 years.
Unbelievable. What did they do for your 40th, first of all? Did anybody have a big party? Celebrate?
Yeah, that was very nice. It was very nice. They had a big party, and all kinds of fellow actors from other shows came over, and Maurice Bernard from General Hospital, and some people from Bold and Beautiful, and some other fellow actors that worked with Dabney Coleman, who was a 9 to 5, and I've been a longtime friend. So, and some politicians. I mean, a lot of people came over. It was very nice. My son, my granddaughter. Yep.
Wow, 40 years. It's unbelievable. Okay, so let's back up. I want to dig into your younger days, because you're not born in America, and you're coming over and being a TV star and a film star. And that is not easy, especially when you got an accent and all, you know, right? I mean, think about it. So tell me about the young version of yourself.
Well, talking about the South, I drove through the South in 1959 after I landed in New York on a boat and traveled by Greyhound bus through the entire South to Galveston, Texas. And that was my first impression of America. So It was in the end of May, beginning of June, 1959. So a lot of things have changed since then, you know.
Yeah.
So was it tough? Well, yeah. Had all kinds of odd jobs when I started out. And my first job, to be honest with you, I've told that to very few people, was my cousin who sponsored my trip to America and sponsored my immigration. She was a doctor at the Medical University of Texas in Galveston. And they had a job for me day after I arrived. And it was with a colleague of theirs who was a pathologist who was doing studies on arthritis deformants. So they took me to the cadaver hall and had to open the knee joints of cadavers. And that was my first job in America.
Wow.
In the summer of Galveston, Texas, where, you know, they had no, I mean, they had fans, big fans, huge fans, but no real air conditioning.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Welcome. Anyway, then I stayed there. Then from there, I traveled to Dallas for a while. And she and her husband, who was also a doctor, moved there. And I stayed with them altogether for about 2 months. And then I said, let me get the hell out of here. So I knew of someone else. They knew of a distant relative of theirs who had a ranch in Montana and who had come over to America in 1900. He was a rancher outside of Missoula, Montana. August Hermberg, crusty old guy, and I started as a cowboy. Took a Greyhound bus from Texas to Missoula, Montana, and the next morning I started riding horses and fixing fences and all that stuff.
I know you didn't have a lot of experience with cadavers and knees, so we know that. So what about fixing fences and doing ranch
work? Well, I grew up in farm country in northern Germany, so I was used to hard work. I was used to hard work, and I was an athlete, so I sort of kind of enjoyed hard work. I was in won the German Youth Championship with my team in 1958, and my disciplines were shot put and discus and javelin.
Wow.
And so I was used to you know, physical work. I enjoyed it.
That's cool.
Except sitting on horseback for 8 hours, you know, the romance of being a cowboy goes right out of your rear end.
You know, I know it literally. You know, it's funny. You were sort of built at that point to be the horse, not the guy riding on top of it, right? You were the athlete.
Exactly. So then they told me there about universities giving scholarships for athletes. So I applied at the University of Montana in Missoula, and they gave me a scholarship for track and field, but they only paid tuition.
Right.
So I had to make a living. So I got a job in a lumber mill outside of Missoula on the Green Chain. That means they bring in the huge, you know, tree trunks, and they saw them, and then they spew them out onto a green chain, and there are 10 guys on one side, 10 on the other, and you're responsible for a certain size board. You do that for 8 hours, from 6 in the evening to 2 in the morning. And my first lecture was at 8 in the morning. So you can imagine how I wanted to get the hell out of there. Anyway, there you go.
Wow, we're talking to Eric Braeden. Incredible actor, incredible journey, as you can tell, especially when you move to a foreign country and you have all these crazy jobs that you have to do to survive and get to where you've gotten. We're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Just a pleasure to have you on the show, Eric. Go to visitmississippi.org, folks, to find out what Eric's going to do when he comes to visit me on our hallowed ground. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Don't go away. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar, and my friends at Guaranteed Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranteed Bank, member FDIC.
If a muckety muck wants you to hear what they gotta say, they come here first and sit down with Gallo and JT. This is Ground Zero for all Mississippi muckety mucks. Super Talk Mississippi. Watch your favorite Super Talk shows in HD. Just go to supertalktv.com. Ever wonder what goes on in the studio during the shows? Now you can watch what happens in HD. Super Talk TV, streaming now.
This is House Call for Health. A study out this month by Tufts University finds most people are mostly eating poorly, except those eating at school. They looked at the diets of 40,000 adults and 21,000 children between 2003 and 2018. 65% of adult meals and 80% of kids' restaurant meals were of poor nutritional quality. Entertainment venues and food trucks a little less, with 44 and 52%. Schools, however, topped the chart, with only 24% of meals eaten by kids being of poor quality. The author of the study says schools are the healthiest place Americans are eating, that the findings are very timely because of widespread school closures due to coronavirus, which results in substantial nutritional harms for millions of kids who haven't been receiving meals at school, and that also disproportionately affects low-income Black and Latino children. The study was published in JAMA Network Open. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
This is House Call for Health. A Florida nurse is released from the hospital following a 111-day stay battling coronavirus. Kristen Kay had experienced multiple organ failures and had to be hooked up to a ventilator.
She's had, I think, 75 nurses, 15 different respiratory therapists, 20-plus different doctors, and a couple dozen different support staff and therapists, and they're all just amazing.
Her husband, Steven, says they've been through pretty much every emotion possible.
There were times where we didn't know if she was going to make it, and just, this place has, in a weird way, become home, and the staff here, and they she's a miracle, and they saved her life.
She's now at a long-term care facility for an undetermined amount of time to continue recovery, but there, she'll have more access to her family and friends. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar, and I sound like a radio guy, which is, okay, I really don't. Eric, if you only knew. This is something that started 4 years ago with four guests. I think Richard was like my 10th guest, and I thought that we'd be done by now, but we're 4 years into it, and it's a blessing. It's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. We're with Eric Braden in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is in your backyard. Just check it out. So many cool things to do in your next getaway. Eric, we're talking about your career before it's a career. You're talking about your journey, which is not easy. You're a hard worker. In our business, you know, I'm in the music business and you're an actor. We're in the creative, in the arts business. Have you met anybody, because I haven't, on my side of the fence, that didn't work their absolute tails off to get to where they got? Now, some people had this incredible talent and got there a little earlier, but the work ethic had to happen. Have you ever met anybody that was so gifted that didn't work that it worked out for them, I guess?
Well, it's really, Steve, it's really not a question of being gifted. You start out with that. If you don't have it, then forget it. But it really is more in our business. Yes, it's hard work, but it is really also a question of just having enough guts to say, I'm going to stay with it and I will make it, and it's going to happen. Now, that takes a lot of fortitude and a lot of belief in yourself and a lot of moments of saying, you know, am I right being this defiant about it, or should I give it up? And anyone who is in the creative field would be lying if he didn't have a similar experience. Because it is, as you know, and I don't know much about the music business, but I imagine it is just as difficult.
Right.
It's finding yourself. It's finding your having trust in your ability, having a knowledge that you're good at what you do.
Right.
And that takes a while. You know, to hone that. I had it instinctively, but don't think for one moment that there aren't doubts. And don't think for one moment that one's career doesn't very often depend on other people recognizing your talent and saying, you know, you're good, and telling you so. In other words, we all need reinforcement about what we do. We all do, all the time, I think. And there are very few professions where that is really not the case, unless you are employed by the government or, you know, some big corporation where your job is insured. You need to prove yourself. It's a lifelong thing, and in acting primarily, and in music primarily.
Oh, no, trust me, you're right. You're talking exactly what everything that the way I feel and the journey that I've been on personally. Let's go back to talk about some of the people that were good to you. You know, I had some people that were bad to me, and sometimes they ended up being good to me later, like 10 years later. So I didn't burn that bridge, but I sure had a chip on my shoulder, and they didn't remember. It's the funniest thing. I don't remember doing that to you or telling you that or, you know, trying to steer you down to get the heck out of here. But they did. And it ended up being relationships were built. And actually, some of them ended up being mentors of mine or definitely impacted my career. For you, who was it that was making you feel good? And who'd you look up to that helped you along the path of success?
You know, that's a very good question. And I got to be very honest with you. I really almost never encountered nasty people who wanted to stop me from. I almost never did, and if I did, I ignored it. Not only ignored it, but I'm too arrogant. I said, you know, you want, come on. and I don't take any crap. So I guess, I don't know. This is sort of a natural kind of arrogance that I have, and I grew up with it, and
it could be competence rather than, you know, you could be using that. I mean, I get it. I think there has to be a certain amount of that. But to me,
no, I tell you, it's so funny that you say that. But I must say, in most, as you know, or perhaps don't know, but as an actor, you do a lot of what is called cold reading. You are sent to a studio. Your agent said they want this or that type for a part. And you go to the studio, and you're perfectly strange people, and they give you a script, and they say you have about 10 minutes to acquaint yourself with it, and now come in and read. And I was always damn good at that. I don't know why. I always was. And because I had some training in German high school without knowing it was a preparation for my job. We were asked in German high school to read literature aloud, and we were often graded on how well we read it. And I was always good at it. I don't know why, but I always was. And so I just, you know, people didn't scare me. I wasn't afraid of anyone. And it comes from early upbringing of growing up, you know, with fisticuffs. I mean, I fought throughout my God, childhood.
Right.
And we fought. I had three brothers. And we fought with each other and fought everyone else around. So I wasn't afraid of anyone, you know.
Yeah.
I said, let's go.
Yeah.
So it's that attitude, I think. I just was not afraid, really. And most people that I met in America have been very welcoming, very nice. I got to say, because I respect people. I come in with respect, with respecting people. And I don't care of what color they are, of what background, my first thing is to respect the other, unless they prove otherwise.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
you show respect, you get respect back. That's all, I think.
You know what I love? I love the fact that you're probably between breaks right now, and I'm having you on In a Mississippi Minute. And Victor Newman, your role is just waiting. Or you've already have you done any of it so far this morning? Done any scenes? Or you got them coming up?
No, this morning we're just tested for COVID, you know.
Oh, okay.
We're tested twice a week.
Oh, wow. They did is it the thing up the nose? That's awful.
It's the damn thing up the nose.
Oh, yeah. My God.
But not into the brain.
Yeah, well, I've had one of them stick it in my brain for sure.
I don't allow them to do it. I said, come here, I'll do it. No, I'll do it myself.
Oh, I never thought of that. Thought of that. You're a smart man.
When you do that twice a week, I said, give me that stick. You're not going to poke up my nose.
That's so good. That is using your noggin right there. So take our listeners. There's so many that are listening that are fans of yours. Forget today. We know you're doing your own COVID test. But
well, I did that. Wait. I did that. So now I'm in the studio.
Okay. All right.
So now I have a little time. And I have gone through my dialogue a little bit last night to make some changes, and so I'm roughly acquainted with it. And then later on, about half an hour before we actually do it, I sit down and really, really focus. And so obviously, having been in the business for as long as I've been in it, you learn quickly, thank God. Otherwise, it'd be up shit creek, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I get it. It blows my mind. But you've explained your reasons growing up, having that opportunity to read literature and to have to present it. And it just sort of set the scenes for you. I totally get it. Because I always ask Richard or some other actor friends of mine, how do you remember the lines? I mean, easy when you write the song and you remember the words. It's a different deal. You know, it's not even a thought. But you guys are coming in seeing scripts for the first time and have to deliver. How soon? How much time do you have?
Well, you have, they give you the scripts, you know, days before sometimes, but I don't do it until the earliest. I look at it the night before, and then, but sometimes I don't. If I peruse it quickly and realize I don't have that many scenes, I wait until the day of, and about an hour before I look at it, you know.
That's incredible.
And then sometimes you look at it and said, who the hell wrote this?
Do you ever go off script at times? Are you allowed?
No comment.
I love it. I want to dig into, like, when there's a new writer that shows up or something, because you've been 40 years. You don't have the same writer. You've gone through it. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org to check out what you're going to do next, and I can't wait to celebrate that with our guest today, Eric Braden, incredible actor. He is playing Victor Newman as we speak on The Young and the Restless, but I want to talk about some other roles as well. But you get to play DJ right now. Eric, we are the birthplace of American music, so would you like to hear in the break, you got to choose, B.B. King or Elvis Presley?
Oh, two favorites of mine.
Two kings.
I tell you, Elvis Presley, we used to dance to. Oh, my God. We had little parties in Germany, I remember, after the war. We used to dance to his music.
Wow.
Great fan of his. And great fan of B.B. King.
Yeah.
Who I met on Beale Street in Memphis.
Wow.
And he was a big fan of the show. And, but man, yeah, those are, I love both of them. They're great.
Are you going to choose? You're going to make my producer choose? What's going on here?
Pick Elvis.
Elvis it is. We're with Eric Braden. What a talented man. What a beautiful soul you are. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
I'm just a hunker.
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi.
Fox on Tech.
Apple wants to clarify just how the newly announced AirTag is supposed to be used. The AirTags are similar to Tile, a small device you can put on your keychain or in your wallet so you can quickly find them if they go missing with the help of an app. AirTag can also be added to your remote, your luggage, or your wallet, but not your child or pet. In an interview with Fast Company, an Apple representative said the AirTag is designed to track items, not people or pets, suggesting an Apple Watch with family setup is best for your children. For pets, there are a variety of devices that can attach to collars that can track your four-legged family members via GPS and cellular networks. AirTags make use of Apple's Find My network, which uses almost a billion Apple devices for location tracking. And should someone attempt to track you with an AirTag, you'll get an alert that an AirTag was, quote, found moving with you, and you'll be able to disable it. AirTags sell for $30 for one, $100 for four. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Did you ever check your credit card statement and detect some bogus charges? If you see expenses you either don't recognize or you know are fraudulent, you have the right to dispute those purchases. But there are some things you need to know regarding the process, like that you generally have 60 days to dispute a charge, and you can't dispute it while it's pending. You have to wait until it fully goes through. The good news is that you're not required to pay the charge while your credit card company is investigating it. Disputing an erroneous charge with your credit card company is not your only option. You can also contact the merchant behind the charge and see if you can resolve things directly. Purchases are sometimes double billed by mistake, but if you call the merchant, there's a chance the second charge can be taken off right away. And also, if you see a fraudulent charge, you can reach out to the merchant and ask for it to be reversed. To avoid credit card fraud, you may also want to have the merchant flag your account. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to SuperTalk Mississippi News. Secretary of State Michael Watson will not be appealing the Supreme Court ruling that struck down the ballot initiative process and medical marijuana. The ruling is having an impact on several initiatives that were in play, but Watson says there's a simple fix.
To change the one-fifth wording in the Constitution to pro rata share per congressional district is the quickest fix. That way, you know, if we go back to five districts, or if we got six, or if we went down to three, it wouldn't matter.
He thinks a larger discussion is needed to possibly retool the entire initiative process. Before 65 was struck down, some municipalities were already expressing concerns about limitations on zoning.
I don't know how much they are against medical marijuana. They were, however, wanting the ability to control where the shops were set up and the number of shots. Yeah.
House Speaker Philip Gunn says he would support a special legislative session to reinstate the initiative process.
This is baseball player and fellow Mississippian Jake Mangum. There are a lot of reasons to be proud of my home state. Mississippi State Baseball is one of the reasons, and Mississippi Farm Bureau Insurance is another. The dedicated team at Farm Bureau works hard to give me and the rest of their customers the best service possible. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Is your business or home protected from power outages? Hurricanes cause widespread outages, with some lasting days and even weeks. Don't wait for a hurricane to hit. Prepare today with a standby residential or commercial generator from Taylor Power Systems. Give yourself an advantage over power outages with a Taylor Power standby generator. Give us a call today at 601-922-4444.
The JT Show
with Gerard Gibbert,
guiding you through the middle of your day with facts, fodder, and fine music.
Weekdays at 10 on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm. Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Super Talk Mississippi News, your news all the time, on air and online. Super Talk Mississippi News at supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I have got one talented, wonderful man, as you can tell, on the phone who's done it the right way, which is work, and also followed the gifts that he was given by the man upstairs. I just love this man and Eric Braden. He's already a brother. I can't thank Richard Berge enough. Thank you, Richard. I'll see you soon at the Delta Soul. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. It's not an afterthought of mine right now. I'm preaching it. Just check it out. Believe in it and go do it. Okay, Eric, let's talk about 40 years and 40 years of writers that come and go. And were there some in particular that you just really gelled with? Do they take lines away from you if you don't? I mean, come on, give me the scoop. I want to know.
I think you know me well enough to know that no one takes a damn thing away from me. That's right now. Okay.
I love it. That's a good answer, so, but just entertain me for a minute.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. I have great respect for writers. I think it's arguably the most difficult job in Hollywood, period, in show business. The most difficult job. And it is especially difficult to come up with new stuff every day. That's a tough job. And to be frank with you, I never know who the writers are except for the head writer. And he's usually also the executive producer, so I know who it is. I don't want to know who the writers are, because when I get pissed off about some of the writing, I don't want to have a person in mind. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's sort of an all-around condemnation of whatever lines have been written. But I have great respect for them. It's a collaborative business. It should be. I remember when I first came, they said, oh, no, this is written in stone. I said, give me a break. Are you kidding me? You mean you're more than Shakespeare was? Shakespeare changed lines, bum bum. And it's a collaborative business. And if you do nighttime and film and all that, you work with people and you say, what do you think if we say this or that? It's absolutely equivalent. There are very few people who say, say it as it is written.
Right.
And but you stick to the intent of the scene. You have to do that. Obviously, the storyline doesn't make sense. So you may disagree with the intent of the scene, but how it is expressed is usually also written in stone, but enough said.
Yeah, I understand. All right, so your relationship with Richard, when did that start, our brother?
He came onto the show. I saw him on Seinfeld, and my wife and I watch Seinfeld almost every night.
So good.
Almost every night.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best comedies ever, period.
I agree.
And that and the one with Jackie Gleason and
oh my gosh, the Honeymooners. The Honeymooners, oh, yeah. That. So good. He was insane.
I love that show.
Yeah.
But Seinfeld is just, I mean, it is so perfectly acted. You know, my favorite character, obviously, is Cosmo Kramer. Michael Richards is a brilliant actor. And but they're all wonderful. George Alexander and Dreyfus and they're all wonderful actors. Of course, Seinfeld, and it's an impeccable series. It is about nothing, and yet it is so
about everything.
I'm fascinated as an actor watching it. I said, I wonder how much time they had to rehearse that. Of course, they have plenty of time. We have no time in daytime. None.
Mentor wise, for you.
But,
like the people that, you know, we were talking earlier about the people that lifted you up. Is there any particular actor that you sort of looked up to that maybe you got to know and that maybe made a difference in your life, or ones that you didn't know that came along that really, really helped you out?
Well, I would say no one helped me out, but I would say that the early kind of mentor who cemented what I always felt about acting was Marlon Brando. You know, I did a film with him in 1964 called Moriori, and we talked a lot about history, and we kept on throwing the football to each other behind the stages between scenes. He was a good athlete, and I loved his approach to acting. And he was not a mentor at all. We never talked about acting. We talked about history and politics and sports. But I'd seen enough of his films to say that is the direction of acting that I believe in. Spencer Tracy was the same.
Loved
I'd never worked with him, but Spencer Tracy was a very natural actor. And Brando was a genius. And so was Spencer Tracy, to be frank with you. But they did it so naturally. I can't stand phony acting. I can't stand it. In other words, as an actor, you know if your meter, if you're a good actor, is very finely tuned. And when you do a scene, you know someone is putting it on or he's really into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I get it.
And someone like Brando was really into it. Vic Morrow from Combat was an actor who was really into it. Geraldine Page, who I did a Broadway play with in 1965, was a wonderful actress. I mean, a wonderful actress. I would say that those who I admired, many of whom had been at the Strasbourg School of Acting, I think, you know, and he did some good with actors. But I asked Brando about Strasbourg. He says, oh, he sort of didn't even go in. He says, yeah, I picked up a lot of beautiful women. So I didn't listen to that. Then he was a natural actor, you know.
Yeah, no, I got you.
You don't have this diminutive man dissect a 2-minute scene for 20 minutes.
What about early on in your career, your first roles?
Well, it's very, very, very clear. The first one, I went to a reading for a part in a film, a dreadful film called Operation Eichmann. It was shortly after they had caught Adolf Eichmann in Argentina. There was a role for one of his henchmen. I got it. And then from there on, later on, they did a lot of series about the Second World War. Gallant Men at Warner Brothers was one of them. I got jobs there almost immediately because I was always good at co-readings. And then combat. So the first roles were really German roles. They needed a lot of German-speaking actors.
Yeah.
But if you want a German accent, I can do it, yeah? This is a different story. Yeah, Steve, you are down in Mississippi.
Yeah. I always felt like you could be James Bond. So I'm glad you're telling me that, because I feel like that, I'm jumping right now, but that was one of my questions, was were you ever approached to be that? Because to me, Magnum P.I., the most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis, you're all that guy.
I was approached for James Bond after I did a film called Colossus, in which I starred. I had just done a film in Spain with Jim Brown and Burt Reynolds and Raquel Welch, and they flew me back to L.A. to do a screen test and for the lead in a film called Colossus, the Foreman Project. And it was actually an interesting film. And the producers of James Bond had seen that film and had thought that I was, you know, somewhere from Britain or whatever. And they called me in, and they were very interested. And they said, "You still have a British passport?" I said, "I have a German passport." And that was it.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Right now, immediately, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, sure.
How about me with my... I feel like I conjured that one up. I got that one right.
No, you didn't realize... Oh, you didn't know that?
I had no idea. I'm just saying, because I've always felt like that you should have been that guy.
No, I was approached for it. And as soon as he... Cubby Broccoli. We had lunch together with him and my agent, and they were very interested after seeing Colossus. And they thought I was somehow from the British Commonwealth. And when I said I had a German passport at the time...
Yeah, it didn't work.
Curtain went down. And he said, "Very sorry, but we... I mean, they would have a revolution in England if James Bond were German."
You know what? You know, I've got people here in Mississippi. I'm not going to tell you who, but if you needed a passport the next day, we could have handled that. I think we could have figured that out.
We
may absorb everything very slowly and just kind of relax and all that, but when it comes stuff like that, we're very good.
That's right. I can really imagine.
I love
Son,
it.
You need a passport?
Yes, you got it.
That's right.
You just got to go to Hot Springs. And that's another question, another story. But talking to Eric Braeden, incredible actor, incredible journey, as you can tell. Just a pleasure to have you on the show, Eric. Go to visitmississippi.org, folks. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Don't go anywhere.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
Gardening is one of the most popular hobbies in America, with the average gardener spending 5 hours a week in the garden. In Mississippi, keeping a healthy, beautiful garden is practically an obsession. But if you have questions about gardening, there's no better person to answer them than the Garden Mama, Nellie Neal. So whether it's gardening basics or troubles for the more experienced gardeners out there, the Garden Mama has the answers for you. Saturday morning starting at 8 on Super Talk Mississippi and Super Talk TV.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A customer's generosity at a restaurant in Tennessee makes today's Dean's List. Berg Steakhouse in Gatlinburg was having a busy weekend. Head server Ashley Rackstraw says the restaurant is always busy with no downtime for staff. However, one customer stood out from all of the rest. The man and his daughter came into the restaurant for lunch and then came back for dinner several hours later. The customer left a $1,000 tip. But that wasn't all. The man who wanted to stay anonymous also reportedly paid for two other tables' tabs. It was later found out that the customer is terminally ill and wants to spend his money on others before he dies. Everyone was touched by his kindness, and several of the waitstaff say they are grateful. To the man and his family, thank you for spreading kindness like sunshine, and hopefully others will pass it on. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete buildouts, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV.
Small business under siege.
As the U.S. economy comes back to life, finding workers to come back with it is a big challenge, especially in the restaurant industry. Jason Fernandez owns an Italian bistro near Tampa, Florida. He has 9 positions that he needs to be filled.
It is one of the biggest challenges that we face right now in operations. We run ads, we do referral fees, very difficult to compete with the free money.
Bartender Bob Burton moved to Tampa from Nashville 6 months ago looking for work. It didn't take him long.
I got a job the second day I was here.
Second day.
Yeah. Came in, dropped off my resume with Vance. He gave me a call back. I came in, he hired me on the spot.
Both Jason and Bob say generous government benefits means workers earn more money staying at home. But for those who do punch the clock, the tips are good and the hours are long because they're not getting a lot of help. In Tampa, Florida, Ashley Webster, Fox News.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing in expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Here we go.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Like every alley and left turn in my hometown, every inch of your body, baby, I know my way around. If you're looking for a witness, today I'll be.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I have got one talented, wonderful man, as you can tell, on the phone. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org, the place where I cannot wait to have the incredible Eric Braden.
Where in Mississippi are you, sir?
I'm in the Mississippi Delta, down in Greenville. I am where Jim Henson made his Muppets. That's where I'm at. How cool is that?
Now, my God, where was I in Mississippi? I was in Mississippi. Where the hell was I?
I've seen your picture at the post office. No, I'm kidding. That's pretty good, right? I'm joking.
Because you never know. You never know. But you know who I admire a great deal is one of your fellow countrymen down there is Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brett and our old pals. We made a record together years ago.
I have great respect for that guy. I really do, because that was a man. He was exciting to watch as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Quarterbacks and wide receivers, I think, are two of the toughest positions in football. And if I had come here earlier as a boy, I would have loved to have played football. I really would have loved it. I love it.
We have Archie Manning that grew up about 30 minutes from us. And you have Brett that grew up down the street. And you have both Manning boys, obviously, from Mississippi bloodline. Insane. And now Little Arch.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
What he did with the Broncos was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know. Hey, Eric, so listen to this. Archie is saying, well, I think he's been quoted, I think once I've seen it, his grandson, who's Cooper's kid, who Cooper was arguably the best athlete in the family. He was more like Archie.
What happened to him?
Cooper had a neck or a back injury they discovered when he was at Ole Miss, and he just couldn't play football anymore. It was just awful. But he was a wide receiver, so he was the one. But Arch is his kid. And Archie says that Arch, who's the number one rated quarterback in the 23 class, said that he is ahead of schedule of Eli and Peyton. How about that?
Whoa. How tall is he?
He's already 6'3". It's game on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
No, I tell you, Peyton Manning, I got to tell you, I admired him. How that guy came back after those neck surgeries is something that I have a deep admiration for. But anyway, so you have a lot of,
Well, Eric, think about these. They are an incredible family, too. I'm talking about they do good things always. It's just a wonderful family. So to be successful, understand a violent game like football and be so beautiful, it's cool to see.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you know them all?
Pretty much, yeah. But Brett and I are a lot closer than, I mean, I'm acquaintances. Right. I've met the other ones. But Brett and I have spent a lot of time together.
I admired him greatly.
Yeah.
Anyway, Steve.
All right.
Nice shooting the...
Yeah, shooting the stuff with us. I can't thank you enough.
Right, man.
All right, brother.
All right. So we'll talk soon.
Many blessings.
I thank you. And hello to all the fans, if there are any in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
I thank you for watching the damn thing. And one day I'll come down there and we'll shake some hands, okay?
Oh I'm going to make sure you come down. That's a game on now, so that you can count on it. All right, buddy. Blessings.
All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye. Great.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Mississippi news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. You can hear the show Saturday afternoons 1 until 3 right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Gary Klein and Kelly Jordan are our pros from the Bassmaster Elite Series. Mr. Whitetail Larry Wysoon takes care of all of our big game needs. Plus, Tom Dockin and Ronnie Smith will help you build a better bird dog. Not to mention the fact that we just have a whole heck of a lot of fun with a lot of great guests. I hope you'll be a regular. Hey, we'll see you in the camp house this Saturday at 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time. On air and online at supertalk.fm.
Honestly, provocative talk radio on the Lars Larson Show.
Are you afraid to share your political views with others these days? I would say I'm not afraid, but then I'm kind of a special case because it's what I do every single day. There's a brand new poll out. They did a nationwide survey, and this is kind of surprising. I want to remind people that you have constitutional rights to form an opinion and voice an opinion.
The Lars Larson Show, weeknights at 6 on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.